The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
I know it's not 2A Tuesday, but I had to play a little Beto O'Rourke there for you, the crazy guy from Texas who's always trying to grab your guns. Hey, you know, there's been a serious debate. In fact, Congressman Eric Burleson, we had him on earlier this morning from the District 7 here in Missouri. One of his issues in the new Congress when he gets sworn, when they take office again on the 3rd, is to push for getting rid of the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. I've long argued that that would make a much better convenience store than government agency. I think that just makes a lot of sense to me in so many ways. But here's the deal. If you go to your local convenience store or your grocery store, there are lots of vending machines as you leave. You could buy a lottery ticket in a lot of these things. You can buy an AirPods. I've seen iPods and all kinds of stuff in these vending machines. Why not ammunition? Kim, you brought this up in your whim yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I found this very fascinating.
I think it's just a fantastic idea. And right now we want to talk to Grant Majors. He's the CEO of American Rounds, AmericanRounds.com. He has put this into reality. And Grant, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great this morning. I'm just getting caffeinated. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to hear that. You need it at this hour. Trust me, we're used to being up this early. First, I want to just point out, as of right now, to my knowledge, your vending machines are not available in Missouri or Illinois, correct?
That's correct. We have a lot of requests, particularly for Missouri. And so, you know, we're planning on expanding there eventually. Illinois is a little bit different just with some of the laws there.
Oh, you bet. No, yeah. You think
we're not surprised.
J.B. Pritzker, right. J.B. Pritzker might meet you at the border and try to stop you from coming into the state because he's wacko. But in Oklahoma and Alabama, you've already got these vending machines out, correct?
Right. So we have Oklahoma, Alabama, Texas. We've got about three more getting ready to go into stores here pretty soon, and then more in Texas, Colorado. So yeah, we're starting to grow.
How have sales been so far? I'm sure you've had a lot of people like us who would be in favor of it, and quite a few people pushing back.
Yeah, you know, sales have been they've been steady and growing a little bit. It takes customers a little bit to get comfortable with the technology that we're using and get comfortable with us as a company. You know, we get there's usually, you know, two extremes. Either, you know, it's those who love it and then those who hate it, or, you know, but So far, so good. You know, we're doing a lot more than just ammunition. So in 25, we're bringing in, you know, red dots, and we're bringing in mag loaders, cleaning supplies. We're bringing in a lot of different products and offerings.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. So one thing Kim addressed yesterday when she first when she found your story was the security issue, right? I mean, some people want you to show an ID, prove you're 21, all that. How do you handle that with your machines?
Yeah, so the technology we're using is, you know, similar to what most people experience if they've gone through the airport. You know, we scan an ID. It's the same reader that the TSA uses. It does a quick facial recognition. It just takes a second just to pair you to the ID. It's not anything we store. We don't do background checks. We don't store that data. It's just for the point of transaction, just to verify that the person is who they say they are at the machine.
Yeah. And have to be 21 and, you know, all that stuff. I mean, that's the whole thing about it is that, and this is what I would argue with these people who are worried about this. It's nobody's business. If I want to stop and buy a 50 pack of 9mm on my way to the shooting range, where I get it is none of their business. I just don't understand why anybody thinks they should be able to, that they're somehow preventing crime if they don't allow one of these vending machines in their local store. Is that the kind of pushback you've gotten on it?
Yeah, you know, it's really a misconception, and a lot of that's from people that don't understand the market and how ammunition sold today, right? I mean, so the, you know, for instance, I mean, you know, unfortunately, there was, you know, another tragedy just a few days ago, and that, you know, the average school shooting, the average age is 17. You know, today, you know, any 15-year-old can go online with their parents' information, and they can have 1,000 rounds of, you know, a 223 shipped right to their house. So, you know, we're trying to, you know, that's kind of why we set the bar at 21. We know a lot of the ages, most states are 18 for rifle and shotgun, but we wanted to kind of, the nature of what we're doing, we wanted to kind of take that extra security step.
I heard some reporter in one of the stories trying to say, you know, explain your reasoning for putting this machine next to a school. I guess that was where the grocery store was located. And you rightfully pointed out, you said, go across the school. I don't know how many yards away. There's another store that's been selling ammo, though, for how many years? And you didn't question that, but somehow this is different.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much, I think it's just kind of a little bit of the shock value. I mean, people hear they hear this concept of, you know, vending machine, combined with ammunition, combined with grocery store, and, you know, they tend to blow a gasket. But they don't really, these aren't vending machines like, you know, getting a candy bar or a bag of chips.
No.
I mean, this is not the same concept. We prefer the term, you know, automated retail machine. That's really what it is. But, there's a hardware store just right across the street from that school that's been selling ammo for years.
That's crazy. Grant Majors with the CEO of American Rounds. I mean, I think it's a great idea. Now, here's what I want to know. The next generation, I can go buy an AR, right? I can just punch in my information and... I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I know some people are going to carry it to that. They're going, because
they are.
I mean, you could never do that because you have to fill out the forms and do the background check. And I mean, it's just, I knew exactly how the mainstream media would play a story like this.
Yeah, it's been, you know, what they say, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
That's true.
We have a franchise model of our business. And, you know, in the month of July, when the media really kind of took off with what we were doing, we had over 1,000 requests for franchises.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, no such thing as as bad publicity, I suppose.
This is true. So, you know, I don't know. I'm just going to ask this as a consumer. My assumption is if I stop at the local gas station and buy a candy bar, I'm paying a little more for it. It is a convenience item. I mean, obviously you need to make money on it, but I mean, is it much more expensive than going to an ammo store to buy the ammo?
No, we try to keep up with the big box retailers, and we try to keep the price point within plus or minus 5%. And one of the great things about the machines, if we're in a market and someone notices we're significantly higher on a product, they can just shoot us an email and we can change the price at any machine at any time just with some keystrokes.
How are you choosing where these are going? You mentioned you've had quite a few requests in Missouri. Are those all grocery stores? What kinds of stores are these?
Yeah, we've had requests in grocery stores, hardware stores, convenience stores. I mean, we've even had a request in a hair salon in East Texas.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we've had, you know, boot stores. We've had all kinds of requests, but We do have some selection criteria. We don't put them in liquor stores or vape stores or places like that.
Right. Yeah, or the corner bar, whatever the case may be.
The corner bar, for sure.
That's great. So if you go to AmericanRounds.com, you can find out more about the machines. Plus, there's even a link right up at the top for the franchise opportunities, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we'd love for people to visit and get more information, and we're going to continue to bring out more offerings. We've been working with the NRA on doing NRA memberships potentially at the machines, USCCA insurance. I mean, all kinds of various things.
Great opportunities there. And I just wonder if maybe you can address this from Missouri, since you've had some interest here. Is there any legal reason why you wouldn't be able to do it? I mean, they wouldn't have to change any laws to allow you to do this, right?
No. So, I mean, realistically, we could, from a legal standpoint, we could go into all 50 states.
Right.
There's a handful of states, that are requiring background checks and things of that nature. And we're choosing not to go into those, and that's just, out of our Second Amendment principles. But not for Missouri. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to getting there.
We are red-blooded Americans up here, for sure. Grant, where are you based right now?
We're in Dallas, Texas.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, I'll direct people to AmericanRounds.com if they want to find out more information on it. Grant, thank you for your time, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you guys and your families. I appreciate the time.
You bet. Thank you. And keep supporting the Second Amendment. I think it's a great idea.
Maybe by the end of next year, we could see some of these machines here in Missouri.
And why not? I mean, I could see some crazy place like California where you have to do a background check to get
for
ammunition.
Camo.
I hope somebody's challenging that in court. That's stupid.
I hope you get a franchise, Mark.
Investment opportunity.
Well, market? I mean, I don't know how much the machines cost, but I remember when the Redbox thing before the Redbox thing came out, there was a company out of Florida that was offering, that was franchising video machines like that, where you could stock them with movies and rent them. But if I remember correctly, I don't know how that business model worked out for them. I looked into it. And you put down X amount of dollars, you get the machines, you find places to put them, college campuses, places like that. But the markup was like, I don't know, you were charging $4 or $5 for a rental. Well, the next year, Redbox comes out at every McDonald's in the world,
and
the rentals were a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they completely undercut the market. So I don't know what those people did. But this is a completely different beast. I think this is a great idea. So looking forward to running into one of these at a grocery store sometime soon. We'll see. I don't know. Who knows?
Get more at 971talk.com.